It's time for Mother Soccer Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Blackson. My co-host is here, Chinese best friend. Guess what time it is, my brothers? It's time for Nigga News. In first Nigga News, Dennis Schroeder, NBA basketball player. This nigga turned down 4 years, 84 million out of contract, and a chance to play with LeBron James again and the Lakers to win a championship. Instead, he took a one-year, $5.9 million contract with the Celtics. My nigga, who the fuck is your financial advisor, MC Hammer? You must be planning on averaging a triple-double and 50 points a game. If not, your decision-making are worse than Doc Rivers in the playoffs. In other nigga news, my nigga Tyrese is out here rocking a civil rights beard. This nigga beard look like it's social distancing. His beard is struggling to connect like a cell phone with no Wi-Fi. This nigga beard is shaped like the map of Africa. Your beard needs corona vaccination, my nigga. The same hair on your beard is the same hair that's on Kevin Durant's head, which is also the same hair that's on my dick and balls. My nigga, you are rocking dick and balls beard here. In extra nigga news, my nigga Soulja Boy was accused of buying fake jewelry in the middle of the mall. And people said, now they know why they call him Soulja Boy. Because whenever there's a sale on fake plated jewelry, he's always marching his ass on. Soulja Boy is also known to be the first rapper to do anything. Well, now they say he's the first rapper to buy fake jewelry in the middle of the mall. And it's also the first rapper whose neck is going to turn green from fake jewelry. Rap!
What's up, Mother Suckers? Welcome to another episode of Mother Sucker Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Blackson. I'm never alone. I'm always around with my Chinese best friend.
Hey, thanks for listening to Mother Sucker Podcast.
How's the kid?
Oh, kid's good. It's still a little baby Chinese.
Your baby been 2 years old for 3 years. How old is that nigga?
Hey, he's about 2.5, almost okay. 3 years.
Yeah. That's what I thought. How's the lady doing at home?
The lady's good. She's still Hungarian. Yeah, nothing has changed.
She got her papers? Yeah, she's still illegal.
Yeah, she got her papers. We all together in a little small town.
Did you have to marry her to get her papers, or she already had papers?
No, I haven't married her. She's a performer, Michael Blackson. She was signed by your friend Akon.
Oh, is she still signed, or she's not signed?
No, not anymore. She signed to take care of that little Chinese motherfucker. That's what it is.
She got an 18-year contract with a Chinese baby.
Yeah, 18-year contract. I'm 18-year contract, too. We signed everything. How's everything with you? How's work?
Work is good, man. You know, it's been tough. This whole pandemic's fucked shit up, fucked up my money. You know, I was very close to opening up an OnlyFans page and pulling my dick out for $30 a month.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. You opened a Blacks and Angels page.
Yeah, man, I'm not doing nothing.
Yeah?
I'm back to work, thank God, but...
Oh, my God, you're finally back to work?
Yeah, I'm back to work, but not every state. Just California is shut down, so there's no shows in California, which sucks, because if I write a new joke, like, how the fuck am I going to try it out? There's no comedy clubs open. So now I just got to, like, fucking do a free show on fucking IG Live. To see if the audience, I'm like, if his joke is funny, just put LOL in the fucking comments.
The cheap motherfucker that don't pay tickets.
Exactly. But other states are open. Like, Texas don't give a fuck about COVID. Georgia don't give a fuck about COVID.
Wow.
Miami is like in and out. Like, one month, they're like, fuck COVID. Another month, the governor like, fuck you. Go back home. Lock the door. So, and then Ohio is like, you know, some states are open. Some places are going. But they have curfew. So, it's like... If I'm doing a show, I gotta be done by 10 p.m. So it's like, it's
10 p.m.
Yeah, that's when they start drinking, motherfucker.
Holy crap, that's bad.
Bad. So a lot of restrictions, but and a lot of the capacities are very small. They're as small as 25% to 75%, depending on the state. Like Texas are at 75% right now, I think. Georgia might be the same, and like other places are like maybe 50%.
Yeah, I've seen all your posting. Everything sold out, sold out, sold out.
Yeah, they fucking sold out. There's only got to be 25 people, motherfucker.
No, it's because they love you, Michael Blackson. You're the African king of comedy. Yeah. It's like seeing fucking Elvis perform.
Elvis, seriously?
Yeah, I mean, you're in the level now that you're Elvis Presley. How do you feel about that, Michael Blackson?
I mean, nobody ever called me a fucking Elvis Presley, but I appreciate the compliment.
Mike, I've hanged out with you before, walk around with you. It's like people screaming everywhere, everywhere
homeless,
we go.
Homeless people screaming.
No, mother sucker. You almost caused a major accident off the 101 freeway when I was driving with you over there. There's this guy. He had like a 1992 Range Rover, just like me, and all he was doing was filming you off the 101 freeway. I'm like, Mike, he's going to get in a fucking accident, and he got you on tape.
That's not a fan. That's a stalker, motherfucker.
No, he's a fan, Mike. You know what's the crazy thing is, when I'm with you, we could be eating somewhere real fancy, and you hear a guy screaming in the background, "Hey, you mother sucker!" And then all the people go, what the fuck is going on?
My fans are real. That shit happens all the time. I could be in the airport. Yeah. A bunch of black kids would like see me. "Hey, you bitch nigga."
How you feel about that?
And then the white lady like, "Oh, God,
what the fuck?
What's wrong? These people are so mean." Yeah. I'm like, "It's okay. These are my fans." "Fans, what do you do? Are you a killer?" "I'm not a fucking killer. Why you call you a bitch nigga?" Don't say the N-word, motherfucker. But yeah, it's all love, man.
Yeah, that's what I've noticed about your friends. It's like the more they say disrespectful things, is the more they love you, I think.
Yeah.
And it's amazing.
All my fans, the more love they show me, the worse they curse me. Like, "You black bitch nigga." Yeah. I'm like, "That guy loves me."
Yeah, that guy loves me. That guy looks at my page every day.
He lives on my page. Those are my true fans, man.
That's amazing. That's very different from all the big fans of other big people.
In fact, you know what's so funny? I share a birthday with like Trey Songz, right? And I'm out one year, I went on his Trey Songz page on his birthday, and the girl's like, "Oh my God, Trey Songz, we love you. Throwing panties at you, panties." And I come on my page on my birthday, "Hey, you black bitch, crispy fuck. This is on your birthday. This is the day your mom shitted you out, you black piece of shit." I'm like, that motherfucker loved me right there.
Yeah, he loves you a lot.
A lot of
love. He'll do anything.
Today you're wearing a church shirt and club jeans. Are you going to the club after you leave church?
Yeah, I'm trying to go to a club today. What are you wearing, Michael Blackson? You know, the whole world, you're a fashion icon. You're always wearing the most fanciest shit in the world, the most craziest shit in the world.
Today I kept it kind of simple, just a sweatsuit by Roberto Cavalli.
Roberto Cavalli, if you're listening, you owe this motherfucker money.
And they do owe me money. In fact, pay me my money and maybe I'll help you open your store back up. Because the Roberto Cavalli on Rodeo Drive shut down, closed.
No. Yes. That was such a beautiful place.
It was my favorite place. They almost accepted the African money. Remember when I tried to pay my clothes with African money?
Oh, yeah. They accepted that one.
They didn't accept it, motherfucker. They said
almost accepted for a difference.
We had it stuck between the $100 bills and the African money is so colorful. It's like Mexican money. So they noticed that shit right away. Like, "Hell no, this is not dollars, motherfucker. This is not even peso. This is some cedis." That's Ghana money, cedis.
What's $100 in Ghana? How many cedis?
I think a dollar is about 5 of the cedis. So $100.
Is 5 cedis only?
It's 500 cedis.
I think Ghana owes you your own money currency.
Why?
Because you have blown up the world of Ghana. Thanks to you, Michael Blackson. You are the most famous Ghana-born person in someone's backyard. From Ghana. You are.
I have like 3 passports, man. I'm Liberian, I'm Ghanaian, and sometimes I'm Nigerian. So they all owe me money, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm born in 3 countries. My mother had me on an airplane, right, like in the sky between 3 countries. So I have 3 passports, motherfucker.
Were you born? Do you know where exactly place you were born?
No, I don't. I don't know. See, the thing with Africa is not even about where you're born. It's about where your parents are from. You could be born in one country. If your parents are from another country, you're a citizen of that. You could have a choice of becoming where you want to be a citizen of when you turn 18.
Wow.
Yes. So you could be born in Ghana, but if, let's say, if your parents are from Liberia, you could be like, "Okay, I want to be Liberian." You become a Liberian citizen.
Holy
so
crap.
It's all about where you claim, where you want to pick. So you'd be like, many, many, money, more. Or at least, you know what, this country's having a civil war. I'm not going to this country. I'm from this place. You get to pick when your parents are from somewhere else and you are born somewhere else.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
No wonder why Donald Trump thinks, what's his name?
Barack Obama.
Barack Obama was born in...
Yeah, he's born in the United States, but his parents are Kenyan, so he's technically Kenyan. You go to Kenya and get a Kenyan passport because
holy crap.
That's where his parents are from.
Wow, yeah. Really?
That's probably what somebody told Donald Trump. Hey, that little nigga is from Kenya.
Yeah, Donald Trump still think, what is his name? Barack Obama was born in Kenya still. He's like, oh, he's fraud.
Trump is a hater, man.
Yeah. Are you going to get a tanning salon soon? After you talk about Akon a week ago.
Is it on sale? I'll buy shit on sale, man. 50%. Where do you buy a tanning booth? Is it out there? Like, can I get it on Amazon?
Yeah, it's called DonaldTrumpTan.com. You get 50% off right now.
I'm good, man. I don't want to turn orange, motherfucker. Okay. I'm good. But you know one thing? I see you have a little stomach.
Yeah, I gained some weight, Michael Blackson.
Don't blame that shit on Corona, motherfucker. Is it?
Yeah, I blame all my weight on Corona. Yeah.
On quarantine.
Every 10 pounds is every letter of the coronavirus. I'm currently at A.
So listen, I had my stomach is going down slowly.
Yeah, I could tell.
Thanks
you're like
to
3 months pregnant if you're a girl.
Don't be a bitch, motherfucker. Thanks to my next guest. Let's bring her in. It's, you know, I'm all about titties, but her titties is okay. I'll give her like a 36C, something like that. But the most important thing, she has a special tea that will cleanse you up, that make your
holy
stomach.
Crap.
Yes.
I need that.
You need a lot of it, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Give it up for T.G. Tristan, y'all, ladies and gentlemen.
T.G. Tristan.
T.G. 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 Titties. T.G.
Are you the person responsible for Mike losing all the Thanksgiving weight?
I still have my stomach. Let her put that thing on her ear first. She went to let's go. They're going to help her put a thing here. Here we go. Thanks, Brandon.
Thank you. Yes, I am. You see,
he lost weight.
Exactly. I didn't lose weight. Nigga, I lost it and I found it yesterday, motherfucker, okay? I lost some stomach, though.
You lost
some. So I drank her tea. In fact, she was here at one of my parties, and then she made me the tea.
Uh-huh.
I drank it. And she said, Mike, whatever you do, I hope you have no plans for the next 8 hours.
Holy crap.
No,
why?
She said, no, not next 8 hours. She said, 8 hours from now, I hope you have no plans.
Why?
Nigga, I shit it every hour after 8 hours. Okay?
Holy crap. That explains when the girl asked about where's your toilet paper. There's no toilet paper in your house.
Motherfucker. It was all gone. Yes.
Now, he had a diaper too.
I should have just kept. So that's the tea. Tell us about your tea, TG. Yeah. Before we get into anything else, tell us about this tea. How did you, what did you have to do with it? Did you create these ingredients yourself? And what is the purpose of this tea? Because we want to know.
Okay, yeah. So thank you, Mike, first of all, for inviting me.
Thanks for coming, TG.
Crazy show.
She's from Ethiopia, right?
Oh, I'm from Ethiopia, too.
You're no fucking Ethiopian.
Oh, I live in Ethiopia, in LA.
You live?
Ethiopia town.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm from Ethiopia.
Yeah, so I came up this during the quarantine, and then because I was drinking this leaf, and then my friend asked it, like, how you don't get weight? You've been cooking, and actually, I make a lot of food for him, too.
Yeah, she cooks.
So they were like, you cooking, but you don't get weight. I was like, I've been drinking this cleansing thing, and they like, can you sell us? I was like, oh, so I can make, money out of this. So I start putting the formula together, and I start, making it. I've been selling this for, I think, 4 or 5 months now.
Wow.
How is it coming along?
It's good.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, I have a website and all that stuff. I've been promoting it here and there. So, yeah, it's been working good.
It's official, Mother Soccer. My Patreon page is now live. My weekly Titty Tuesday and Twerking Thursdays are moving exclusively to Patreon, where they could no longer be censored by the social media companies. I will also be sharing daily updates plus show announcements here first. See you on Patreon, you Mother Suckers.
The tea, okay. So I drank the tea.
Mm-hmm.
8 hours later,
yeah,
my stomach started talking to me.
Holy crap.
My stomach was speaking in tongues.
Huh.
And I haven't been to church in a very long time.
Wow.
I don't know if it was the Lord or the devil was in my ass, but I shitted things I didn't know I had in my stomach.
Okay? Holy crap.
I shitted Thanksgiving food from last year, motherfucker.
Oh, shit. That's very bad. That means the turkey legs and turkey foot nails were coming out.
Fucking fish eyes, chicken foot, cow's tongue. Everything I ate last year came right out
of
my ass. You know, but no, I think I shitted about a total of 3 times, maybe.
Every 5 minutes?
Yeah, 3 times.
About 3 times, you know.
It's just like, you know, whatever build up inside your colon. I mean, even if it's Chinese food or like African food, whatever food, it would just...
Because we eat a lot of, especially African, you know, I mean, you could take me out of Africa, but you cannot take Africa out of me. So yeah. I always find a way to eat my African food, and it's like a lot of rice, and we eat a lot of heavy stuff. Fufu is very heavy. So we need some tea like that to like go in there and just, it's like you pour bleach on dirt and go in there and I just kill the dirt, break it down, where it could come out your ass easily.
Wow. I need a tea like that. I want to lose 10 pounds.
In fact, next time you accidentally get a girl pregnant, let her drink that tea. I bet you won't have a child.
Oh, the baby
problem.
Will come out?
Come out right away.
Holy crap. That's better than plan B.
My God, God forgive us for that joke.
We should change that.
Nah, but it's pretty good. So now, I did it one time. I mean, to get my stomach totally down, should I do this like once a week for like a month? Like what should I do?
Usually it's like we recommend like 7 to 10 days. And then because...
Do it every 7 to 10 days?
No. 7 to 10 days straight. Every 24 hours because it has appetite suppressants.
Yeah.
So
suppressant. She went to Ethiopian public school.
So that doesn't make, like, you don't eat too much because it's like if you eat
holy
oh okay
much,
so
it helps you to down your appetite. So that's what helps.
So do it every day for 7 to 10 days.
Yeah, and then you will see, like, you'll be like this. I mean,
for real. Well, I'm already, but I just want to lose my stomach. I hope I don't start losing everything. I'm gonna turn around like a cute crackhead.
Does it make your face smaller?
Around your stomach, basically around your intestine.
Chinese bathroom, why don't you try it? You look.
Oh, does it work for erectile dysfunction? I need it.
It works for everything. Also, it will disconnect your sperm too. So.
Oh, it connects me with sperm back?
No. It probably strong enough.
Huh?
It would kill all that stuff that's stopping your dick from getting hard.
Because you're tired shitting, so you don't have the time.
Yeah.
You
know what?
That's going to make me single and my whole family will leave me.
This is how it makes your dick bigger. It makes your stomach go in.
Yeah.
That way your girl can see your dick, motherfucker.
Ah, fuck you, Michael Blackson. Hey, actually, you're right.
That stomach, you ain't seen your dick since 2018, motherfucker.
No, motherfucker. I looked at it last week. Yeah, the people were saying hello to me. Chinese baby too coming out soon.
I mean, when's the last time you see your dick? So because you have stomach, so you can't.
No, I don't have that much big of a stomach. I just can
see my dick. I can see half of my balls. I got two balls.
People,
Oh, that's good. I need to try that.
All right, so yo, give us a website for the tea. Let it drink this.
Yeah, it's tgminaj.com. So TG and Minaj, like Nicki Minaj, but like the
You're right.
So you can just, you know, tgminaj.com. It's like the website there. You can just go there and then, you know, you can purchase it.
What? So TG with the Minaj, was that influenced by Nicki Minaj?
No, because, you know, when we come up, some of my friends, because I, you know, thanks to you, you know, you taught me some jokes and stuff like that. So I've been joking around, right? They say, why don't you call yourself TG Minaj on the, like, Instagram? Ah. Then I call myself TG Minaj. Then I was like, when I create my tea, I'm like, I like the name. So maybe just give it the name. So, yeah.
That's cute.
That's a great idea.
So if you had a tea, what you gonna, what you call your tea?
I'm gonna call it Chinese best friend. Because diarrhea is your best friend.
That'll be your slogan?
Yeah.
I mean, at first I was nervous about taking it because I'm like, I had a big party the next day. I'm like, I hope this shitting stops. Because I would hate to be like, oh, excuse me, I have to
Yeah.
Yeah, so, but now it worked. I mean, I didn't know I had to do it 7 days straight. God, good. Well, you have to make sure you have nowhere to be for 7 days.
Oh my God.
I mean, you only shit three times. It's not like you have to shit like every hour. Like, if you don't have anything, you don't shit. That's it.
Okay.
But whatever build up, it will just take it out. So that way, or you have air, everything, you just come out like that's a fart.
You could shit air?
You fart air, basically, you don't shit.
Like, so what's the difference between this and like colon cleanser?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, sometimes like whatever, because we eat a lot of food that's like have a chemical, right? So even though we call it like, or we cook it at home, stuff like still the food, the vegetable, everything has a spray chemical. So, you know, when you eat it, your stomach don't, sometimes it's hard to rid of all these chemicals, so stay there. Even your like, what do you call it? Your shit. Okay, I'm gonna call it shit.
Because call it shit.
I forgot like the word. So that builds up inside your colon. Sometimes if you see your stomach is like kind of blowing, so when you drink this, it will just irritate it. Like, and then it irritates your colon, so it will take out everything you have inside.
So the wow. And this one don't.
It does. This one does. That's what it does. Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
So it's like, that's why you feel everything. Because they say even in medical field, like when you are full of shit, basically.
Yeah, that's like, what my girlfriend always tells me. You're full of shit. Can I shit that out?
So you can't drink this, and you're not gonna be full of shit like that. So basically, it helps you with your brain, everything. You know, the more you cleanse your body, it's like it helps. You know, with your brain, and you don't get tired and stuff like that. That's why a lot of people get tired, get lazy. And stuff like that. Sometimes they don't even know because they have a lot of things
built up. Yeah. And sometimes we have a lot of stuff built in your body, you start to smell, right?
Yeah.
People don't understand that. Like, you know, a lot of shit, when you're full of shit, you stink. Well, thanks for the tea. Thanks for the tea.
Thanks for the tea, TG.
We finally got some tea. Shit. You gonna try some?
Yeah, definitely, Micah. I want to lose a little bit of my stomach.
So maybe like side chick.
Yeah.
So you can have side chick.
You know, his lady won't let him have a side chick.
Yeah, I can't get a side chick.
Do you have a man?
No, I don't. You know, I don't have a man. Every man you see me, they are like uglier than you. So I'm like, how Micah keeps saying me, a guy uglier than him? So I'm like, I'm a
because baby. Ugly men have good hearts.
What makes you say that, Michael Blackson?
I have a good heart.
He does. Yeah, you do have a good heart.
Ugly men have a good heart. That's why I send ugly guys your way. Y'all trying to find these cute guys. Cute guys got too many bitches. A lot of cute men don't have money. Ugly men are in style. Ugly is a new cute.
Yeah. Applause.
But like the man I meet sometimes, it's like, I meet a lot of guys in there, okay? The thing is, it's not about ugly, or I'm more like, if we be serious, like I'm more like into guy who has head on his shoulder, you know what I mean?
Has a head, okay.
A what? A head on his shoulder?
I thought she said, hey, like you hate other motherfuckers. He has a head on his shoulder. Uh-huh. I mean, I hope every man has a fucking head on his shoulder, but go ahead.
No, it's not like the ones that you see from outside. I mean, from the inside, so. It's a, you know, some of them, their frontal lobe is in the back. Some of them,
their frontal lobe is in the back.
Frontal lobe.
Meaning like your brains are in the back.
That's called dyslexic, right?
Yeah.
There's a frontal, we have them. So that's a kind of biology, but like, then it should be explained, I mean. But what I mean is like, a lot of men don't, in it, especially in LA, it's kind of hard to date if you hear a lot of women is complaining. Oh, LA dating and stuff like that. It's kind of hard to meet people, real people like you or, you know, some other people, because everybody's, from the woman to the man, it's everybody's living a fake life, basically, you know? It's like when you meet a man, he'll tell you, like, I'm a producer, I'm a rapper. I'm like, how old are you? He's like, I'm 40. Man, are you going to be famous when you go to hell? But, like, you rapper at 40, you should give up and work at McDonald's, at least, you know. You can create a family.
So is there like an age where you shouldn't rap anymore? So look, yeah. Rappers out there, if you haven't made it by the time you're 34, just give it up. Right?
Exactly. Like, oh, should like do some like real estate or not even real estate, do something, some work. I mean, you can do Uber. At least you can make like $300-$400 a day. By a week, it's like $1,000. So you bring $4,000 home. You know, just but you rapper at 40 and then you don't even make it. I mean, that's like,
yeah, a lot of these rappers out there got 3,000 mixtapes and no albums. Give it up, quit. Okay, go. Everybody's hiring. Go and give out COVID tests, motherfucker. Okay, they're hiring for COVID testers. So you want a man with a hat on the shoulder?
Yeah, it's like more like a man who's really responsible.
What is your biggest problem with men in Los Angeles? Like, what? So they're all fake, you saying?
They're fake. Also, they don't really, like, you know, I'm African woman, so it's hard for us, like, most of African women to date, like, men from here. Mm-hmm. In general, mostly in America, because what I see is in America, a lot of women, they don't have that respect for themselves. So when... you know, like in Africa, the man tries. If you see African men, even here, they try. They like someone until they get after her. It's not like we should make it a word, but at the same time, that's what makes him a man, right? But here, man is like, you want them to chase. I mean, they want us women to chase them. I'm like, bro, why do I have to chase? You're supposed to be a man. Come to me, talk to me. They want women to go there, be aggressive and talk to them and all that. It's kind of weird because
those men are called bitch niggas, but go ahead.
Exactly. I didn't grow up like that because I grew up when you don't talk to a guy like that, the guy would stone you if you don't talk to them. You like, you feel like proud about it. You just walk away. They come, they try. That's where they get you. It's kind of nice, you know what I mean? But here, imagine.
So you want that typical, you want an African aggressive man, go after what you want.
I mean, like, a man should be like that in general. They just don't tell them how to be a man. Because if a man is naturally go-getter, in life he will be like that too. Getting a job, getting, you know, his money, his everything. Because he has that kind of manly, like, energy. But, like, if you have kind of a feminine energy, it doesn't matter how you look cute or you look tall, you handsome, whatever. That doesn't make you real man, you know what I mean? So... It's really hard, like, to find a real guy here. So I have that kind of, you know, problem.
Okay, don't worry. I'm a find you a man one day. I promise you. I'm gonna go on IG Live when we get up this show, and I'm gonna find her nigga.
What's your motivation in making a tea? Is it after you break up with somebody? Is that like you don't want a man anymore? You give them the tea so they get diarrhea for 7 days. Is that a sign?
Don't pay him no mind.
I have been broke up for a long time. I'm just.
Oh, you've been single for a while.
Yeah.
Do me a favor. Put some tea in his fucking liquor. Let's see what the fuck happens to him. Okay. What's up, Marasokas? This is your African King of Comedy, Michael Blackson. I'm here to ask you a question. Are you subscribed to my podcast, the Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson? If not, you are missing out on the crazy interviews, the exclusive behind-the-scenes content of my life, and tons of VIP celebrity guests. So listen up, Mother Sucker. Stop what you are doing right now and go find the Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast. Subscribe is free, so go do it. Right now. And don't forget to catch a new episode every Tuesday. All right, well, talking about dating, my next guest. Now, you say it's very hard for you to find a good man.
Yeah.
In the, you know, in the regular world of dating.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have a special guest. I mean, he's a creative director and he's a designer. Give a big hand for my nigga, my man, Mr. Marcus Plato.
Woo!
Marcus, what's good?
Hello.
Everything good?
Everything's great. How are you?
I'm doing good. So she has good. A problem finding a man, you know. So
same. Same. We're all in the same boat going up the same shit creek.
So, I mean, tell us a little bit about yourself, Marcus.
I am a creative director. Wait, what do you want to know about me?
Well, I mean, you're looking for a man just like she's looking for a man.
Oh, yeah. They're trash.
They're trash. So, I did some research on you, and you know, before you were interested in men, you liked women at one point. You were
did at one point. And sometimes there's that, like, it's like Tinkerbell flies over and, like, puts the fairy dust. Well, maybe that's now, but she, like, I don't know. Sometimes I just want to, like, have sex with a woman. It's weird. But it so has to be the right woman. It has to be, like, sexually attracted to her. There's, like, a sexual, like, the body has to
so
be
have,
right.
Like, flashbacks.
Or more like burnouts.
We call them burnouts.
Yeah. They're burnt in my head.
So in the gay world, is it harder to when I think of gay men, I just think y'all just party and just fuck each other all day. Like I thought men could just because men, we want to fuck, right? Yeah. I want to fuck a woman every day. I have a coochie problem. Yeah, right.
That's your problem.
That's my problem. So if a gay man, if men are all the same way, they just want to fuck all the time, and they around other men, they should all just be fucking. How hard is it to find a man, a gay guy?
Like next to impossible.
For real?
Yeah. Wow. Like if you got on any of the gay dating apps, they're all like, do you party? Do you drugs? It's like, bitch, do you have a job? What's in your wallet?
Holy crap!
What the fuck am I gonna do with you high on meth on the street, girl? And look, bye. No.
Wow.
And that's okay. Like everyone does what they do, but like it's not like incomplicated. I think like it's just there's scenarios that where it like drives down like people that are only looking for sex, people that are looking for relationships. But the ones that drive hardest for the relationships I feel in the gay community, like they are the ones to like wreck it the fastest. They're the ones to cheat.
Wow. I wanna know how you went from like just eating pussy to sucking dick. I wanna just get to the point. I feel really like a how did you get to that? Like,
yeah, tell us from the day you were born all the way up.
No, no. My mouth went on one thing and one thing went down my mouth. Gotcha. No, it's like it's attraction for me. I like the hyper masculinity of a man, but I think a woman's body is like completely beautiful. Mm-hmm. Like there's a lot of like art in a woman's body, but I still find that completely beautiful. But there's just something about a man that just like. Drives me up the wall and over the balcony.
So I know like this is probably really stupid.
No, do it. Let's go.
Because I know like women get period.
Hey, motherfucker.
let's ask the question because I have a counter question.
Yeah. Counter question.
Women get on a period we cannot fuck. Is there anything that would stop a man from fucking?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You don't want a shitty kitty.
Oh.
That's what that is.
When they take the tea, example?
Yeah, they need to take the tea and then get a douche and like, clean it out.
Men could douche.
Yeah, you have to. I mean, if you, whatever.
I didn't know that. So y'all use the same Mazen Gill and water that women use, or is there a different douche?
It depends.
Can I go to CVS? Like, give me.
Yeah,
the
you go to CVS douche? And get it. It's like what's it called, a fleet enema. It's like a 2-for-1.
I didn't know that.
Oh, it's the same for the.
No. So is this just basically for men or just for the asshole?
It's for your asshole.
Oh, okay. Oh, I didn't know.
I think anyone can use it.
Oh, okay. So you could just use it too, just for the hell of it.
When I have diarrhea, I've had diarrhea since last Easter, Michael Blackson.
Why the fuck you have diarrhea on Easter?
A lot of bunnies we eat as Filipinos.
So, question. All right. So now, okay, with date, are you okay with transgenders? No, that's not your. That's a different lane.
No, I grew up with guys that transitioned into women, mm-hmm. but. No, I mean, that's it's not my thing personally, but okay. I mean, I know that it is a sexual fantasy for a lot of guys.
Yeah, because I'm like, if you like men, but sometimes you think about women, why don't you just get two in one?
You could have it all at once.
So it's a totally different lane. It's like going to a carpool lane without another passenger.
But you don't have that thing that beeps you through.
Oh,
but transgender don't like to be with other transgenders. Transgender want to be with a real man, right? That's why they made himself a woman.
Yeah.
Are they looking for sugar daddies?
Who?
Oh, I said it.
Mike. Fuck. She's looking. He's looking for sugar daddies.
No, I mean, yeah. Hello, come through it. If you make as much, if your P&Ls match my mother's, let's go.
But I had no idea it was harder to find a man than it is to find a man.
Like, well, I don't understand, motherfucker. Please translate that English.
I mean, I didn't know it was harder to find a gay guy to find a man than a straight woman looking for a regular, a non-gay man. I didn't know. I just saw gay guys in the club all the time just ready to fuck each other.
No, of course not, Michael Blackson. There's a pitcher and a catcher.
Are you pitching or are you catching?
Yeah.
What are you?
I found that out because I have a gay brother, older brother, 1.5 year older than me. He has a boyfriend.
Yeah, he's older.
He got married twice. Now it's his third marriage. He's in love.
So yeah, the marriage thing. Yeah. So that's pretty much every state now, right? With the gay marriages, a lot of
Yeah.
So have you been to one? A wedding? A gay wedding?
My brother, yeah, my older brother's gay. And he's married.
So it could be so.
Congratulations to your older brother.
So is it hereditary? So gay could be hereditary? Because I'm like, I always wonder, like, are you people born gay? Do you just become gay? How did this whole thing work?
Please.
I don't know.
I was straight. I dated a girl and got her pregnant.
Oh.
Surprises. This is my little come out story right now. And she aborted the baby.
Oh, darn.
But honestly, at the end of the day, like now where I'm at in life, if she wouldn't have done that, like my life would be, I would not be here today. What I'm doing today would not be where I'm at.
You think you'd be straight if you had a baby?
It was a blessing and a curse at the same time. But I would have like a 22-year-old.
Wow.
So like,
do you think the baby would have maybe try to keep you straight, or you think it'd make a difference?
No. I mean, I don't know. I remember like after I knew it happened, I remember going out to a club and this Latino guy grabbed me like by the side of my face and just like pushed me against the wall and made out with me. And I never
see, that's what I'm talking about.
So turned on in my life.
Gay guys just go to the club
like,
and start fucking each other.
It was crazy.
Mike, they were kissing, not fucking for goodness gracious.
Did y'all fuck that night?
Yeah.
Don't lie to me.
Fuck no.
For real?
They don't just fuck like that.
Yeah.
Gay guys have feelings too. They love each other. Talk about dinner.
I'm saying they made out in the club on the first night.
It's the aggressiveness of a man.
Was you in a gay club?
Yeah.
Oh, it was in a gay club.
Why did you go there? Was that your first time?
No. Yes, actually. Yeah. Wait, shut up. Oh, shit.
I want to know the first time you transform over from like straight to gay. I want to know how did it happen? Who's this person? Like, how did it happen your first time? How did you, is that how it happened in the club?
Oh, my first time having like gay sex?
Oh, not gay sex. It's just.
How do you find out basically?
Yeah, how do you realize that a man? Is it when a guy grabbed you?
I realized that Inspector Gadget was written about me and I am Inspector Gadget. That's what I realized. No, I mean, I don't know. I think like just the sexual attraction that you feel like between someone. It's like it's just like a guy and a girl. There's
how
no
old
difference.
Were you when you first?
I was 18. I was like fresh out.
So when
of,
you got the girl pregnant, that was before 18. That was around the time.
It was like 3 months after I turned 18. So I was still high school, and she was 17 at that point. And her mom was like, just not their religion didn't match with. I was the devil for knocking her up, but. It's like, you knew we were fucking, so like, what's the problem?
Do you think the baby would have been gay? Or are you not sure?
I don't know. I mean,
Because your brother's gay.
Mike,
my brother's gay. Yeah. I skipped because I have like gay cousins too. So I'm like, we're just a bunch of homos.
I have gay cousin too.
Are you gay?
Fuck no. Michael Blackson, I have 2 kids.
That doesn't mean you're not gay.
I like pussy. Yeah, I like to land my airport in there.
I'm saying it skip every person, so.
No, it doesn't necessarily skip, because.
That means your grandson going to be gay.
No, grandson, maybe. I don't know. I hope not to see that moment, you know.
Why not? What's wrong with gay people?
No, I don't have nothing against gay people. I just want more kids forever. Like 18.
He had a whole son.
Oh, yeah. Are you going to have another baby? Just in case, you know, you might just switch again.
Hold on. Just to make my last name move, yes.
Mike can get pregnant.
Yeah, they do. Michael Blackson, they got that thing now called like scientists.
Wait, who's having a baby?
No, scientists, they make it.
Yeah, can a man get
pregnant? Oh, no.
No, scientists, they grab both sperm and put it into some girl. Kardashian's a baby carrier.
What do you mean? They grab two sperms and put it in a girl?
Yeah, just mix it all up.
Nah, that's not
it's a bunch of nut in a petri dish.
Yeah, just like a blender at fucking Jamba Juice.
Jamba Juice.
Yeah.
There's juice everywhere.
Yeah, they pick like the girls that who's gonna carry it or somebody's girls, and then the two guys is from together, and then they put it in the lady's stomach, and then she make the baby.
Fuck all that shit. If you could get pregnant, would you get pregnant?
Like myself personally?
Yeah, like, I mean, if...
I gotta wreck my body. But I will have, I praise women for like bearing children. I think women are the most amazing thing in the world. Because so without them, no one would be here. But I, no. I don't even like being bloated.
Oh, you
know, I'm gonna have a little alien living in me.
So with the gay, I know there's a, you said catch on a picture, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Are you like the...
It's the top and the bottom.
Top and the bottom, right?
Oh, this...
Are you top and bottom?
Yeah.
Catcher and a pitcher?
I can swing and I can catch.
Holy crap. He was MLB player who would get the highest pay.
Okay.
Yeah. Never heard of that before. Yeah.
No, what I mean that he could, he would. What do you mean? Explain to her Chinese best friend.
Oh, basically a catcher is the one that catches the penis in the butthole. And the pitcher is the one that throws the balls.
The top is the pitcher, the catcher is the bottom. So they're going to catch the cum. Like, I do both. I can pitch and I can catch. Like,
and strike out.
Yeah.
He's like Tom Brady on steroids.
Tom Brady plays football, motherfucker.
Same shit, motherfucker.
He's fucking hot.
Like Derek
he can sit on my face.
Derek Jeter and Jennifer Lopez.
Call me Tom Brady. You can sit on my face.
He's like so Kirk Schilling meets... It's fucking A-Rod, okay?
Yeah, fucking absolutely. Man. That's great.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Like, you know, I have, we were arguing on that, right, Mike? Like, they say, if a guy likes to be eaten on his ass, like, if you eat his ass, he likes it. Or if he asks you, like, to eat his ass, is he gay? Because we were arguing on that, like, he might not be gay, he just like to be...
I mean, I think unfortunately because it's like been categorized down into gay because that's what gay guys usually do, I guess.
Oh yeah, lick
but like
ass?
It's a part of your body. It's like saying like a gay man and a straight man can't like their dick being sucked because like that creates some type of sensation. Like whether gay or straight, your asshole is going to have a sensation like every time you take a shit. Like you have a sensation. Like it feels sometimes it feels good when you take a shit. Sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it hurts, but you know, like I mean, have you ever been eaten out in your ass? I mean, it's like
Chinese breathroom, you ever got your ass ate?
It's
no, Michael Blackson, unfortunately.
Tell the truth.
No, I have never. Yeah.
Liza Minnelli, call me when you
want to
be honest.
I don't think I would want to because I half-ass wipe my ass all the time. I take a shit. So
yeah, that's gross. I had my last boyfriend was like that.
Oh my God.
Trash.
Yeah. And I only shave my butt about like maybe once a month or once in a 3 months. So I wouldn't want my ass.
You shave your ass?
Michael, I mean, I don't like to wipe my ass with hair coming out. I like to be, I shave everything.
Your girl shave your ass or
no,
you shave your own ass?
I shave everything. My dick, like once.
Yeah, you shave your dick.
From
I never
the front
knew.
Or the back.
I ain't no motherfucker shave your ass.
Yeah, I shave it because I don't want no Christmas tree in there. I just. Like every time
I'm sad.
Every time I take a shit, they got a little shit hanging there. I don't. Yeah, I shave like sometimes.
I never shave my ass. I ain't know you supposed to shave
it. Yeah, you're supposed to shave it. You feel better when you take a shit, and then you don't have to use much toilet paper.
Yeah, but if you fucking cut your ass while shaving,
no, you gotta get the some cream called Manshave.com something. Yeah, I got prescription $19.99 a month. Yeah.
So he gained a lot of hair on his bottom. So he has to shave. You gain a lot of hair on
your
head. So that's the
deal. Yeah, you gotta shave your ass, Michael Blackson. You got a whole fucking Los Angeles National Forest in there. It's gonna caught on fire one of them days.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, keep your ass hair. That's so hot.
Oh, you like hairy butt?
Fuck yeah.
He's a 70s guy, I guess, you know. Back in the 70s, like, you watch. I used to watch porn from like the 80s and 70s where the women still had like a bushy hair.
Oh, that's
it. It was attractive back before they started shaving, you know. But
when was the last time you watched that Pornhub?
I don't watch porn anymore. I'm older now. It's like I did that as a teenager, you know, through the 20s. Nah, I just like the real deal.
Does it turn you on? I don't. A hairy girl turn you on? Like, bushes?
No, I like shave. I want pussy like a little, just smooth and soft. I don't like no bush gardens or fucking a chia pet between your legs.
You don't want to play hide and seek on the bushes?
I don't want to play duck goose, motherfucker.
It's official, motherfucker. My Patreon page is now live. My weekly Titty Tuesday and Twerking Thursdays are moving exclusively to Patreon, where they could no longer be censored by the social media companies. I will also be sharing daily updates plus show announcements here first. See you on Patreon, you mother suckers.
If you get under a bushy hair, it would disappear
because
you wouldn't
fight. I mean, I've never shaved my ass, so I'm sure there's a lot of hair there, but why the fuck? Why am I having an ass shaving conversation right now?
You get it waxed.
Oh my God.
It's amazing. It's so soft. It's like, never mind.
Well, we have the first orgasm on the show.
Who came?
She came, probably. She hasn't come in a while. Well, last time he had some dick, I'm curious.
Yeah, the world want to know.
Oh, it's been a year.
A year? Wow. Congratulations.
Woo-hoo. That's commitment.
Like,
if you know,
it's like
the
old dick is no dick, you know, sometimes there's a dick
that
doesn't make you come. So instead of going there and you don't come, it's better not to have it,
you know. Well, enough of dick and
balls.
Let's get to his, are you designing?
I'm designing a luxury men's underwear line.
Wow, that's great.
Sexiness for the men.
Sexy back.
Yes. Sexy what in the back.
Are these like Speedos looking shit? What kind?
There's thongs, jock straps, G-strings, sport briefs.
Men wear thongs?
Yeah. Michael Blackson. Duh.
Do you have a thong?
No, I don't have a thong.
I have a really cute neon green one. But if you wear it kind of high underneath some shorts, it's like the illusion. Like, oh, fuck, what's really going on down there?
So you know what's funny? My brother had a birthday party at his house.
Your gay brother?
Yeah, my gay brother. Okay. And, you know, that was like the first year he came out. It was like...
Came out of where? What do you mean?
Yeah, came out of the closet, you know.
Did he physically come out of the closet?
Oh, you know, what's funny is he was 18. He went to prom with a girl. Because, you know, in Filipino culture is very... Like, my mother never... Oh, he's not gay. But, you know, I know. I'm the older brother. I see him play with Barbie while we go and, you know, throw rocks at each other. So I already know, hey, mom, he's gay. But, you know, it's very hard to come out at that time. It was like 1990s, you know?
Maybe he was straight to bed. Get it?
Straight to bed. So, yeah, he took karate class because people always bully him. And then he didn't come out, you know, until later. But when he came out, it went, ooh, he brought all his friends. Everybody was wearing thong at the party. It's okay. Oh, yeah. My mom's fine with it, you know, now, you know. He's very loving. He's very sweet. I mean, I love, great. Like, I never thought it would be like this.
So, gay is not what you thought it was?
Yeah, yeah. They love. So think? Loving. The boyfriend was so loving.
You didn't think they were loving?
No. I thought it was just a bunch of sword fights everywhere.
Man, we like come into the room.
Oh, shit. They're going to get hit by Zorro. But, yeah, they're so loving. Gay people have the most loving energy. It's like,
I know my thing. I just thought they just sucking each other dick all day.
No.
There's more to it than
it's a lot of happiness. They love it. They have so much energy and love and happiness everywhere. Where every time we're at the party, oh my God, it's like the light came out.
Yeah. So you think being gay is better than being? Would you?
I mean, no, not me. But I'm talking about like. I respect the gay community. They're so loving. I mean, great energy. Nice it's people, like so much energy.
Yeah. And I'll say thank you for everybody.
The underwear, so it's thongs, it's everything.
There's everything. There's everything. There's 10 different pairs. This is like the first launch, and
you should hook him up. Chinese boyfriend wants
to. I've already like.
You need gay models because my brother and his boyfriend is model material.
I need a gay man to treat me right. That's what I need.
Well, he's gonna try to steal your brother.
Oh, that's gonna cause a family problem. They finally just love each other.
So they got married. Did you go to the wedding?
No, they didn't get married yet. Yeah, they're gonna get married.
I thought he got divorced. Which one?
Oh, he got divorced before
the first wedding.
Okay, then I can fuck him well before the wedding.
Yeah. I was only invited to the divorce party. I was not invited to the wedding.
Why didn't you invite you to the wedding?
Because I guess I'm not a wedding material people. Yeah. But the divorce party, I was invited to the divorce party.
How was that? Another thongs and sword fights?
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of sword fights. No, not sword fights. I didn't see that. They were just jumping around the backyard pool. Everybody wearing thongs. Like, oh, great.
Did you join in or no? Oh,
no, I don't know how to swim. My brother, like, you know? Unfortunately, I had to go back home.
All right, how can they get a hold of your
yeah, your line,
like,
your
thong? It's launching in March, but it's kind of like Mulatto said, okay. No panties.
Do you need models? Because no Michael panties. Blackson is not sponsored with Versace and Roberto Cavalli yet. No, or no, Forever 22.
I have enough underwear, man. I appreciate it. Yeah? Thank you very much. I got plenty of drawers.
No, Mike, he has boxers too.
You're
going to
like my drawers, though.
They're
panties.
Did you bring some today, sir?
No. Didn't, but I'll send you some. We'll have
so how can they reach
we'll
you because
exchange information. Instagram is Marcus_John. The brand is called Plato X Marcus John. So it's Plato by Marcus John, and it's gonna be fabulous.
Is it spelled like Plato, like the Plato toys?
No, like the philosopher.
Like with a D O or D
L A T O.
P L A T O.
And it's Marcas.
Wow.
So do you have Would you ever consider maybe going back to eating pussy and sucking titties?
Yeah,
I have. I've actually done it. Like,
all right, let's see if you can.
I feel like I got some like an every
beautiful
like,
friends here.
Yeah,
109.
I got some beautiful friends.
Yeah,
can y'all just come on, ladies?
Uh oh,
ladies, come
Uh-oh.
On.
Let the ladies on here. Let it just come and say hi.
I'm gonna get frustrated.
I mean, I have all types. We have Nigerian yes. beauty.
Come on.
You know, we have all
come on. Look,
Asian. We have Let's, titties.
Yes.
Come on, just have a seat. Honey, get closer, T&A. Ladies. Come and
oh
say hi
goodness.
To him.
Oh, my goodness. I think he's going to have a baby.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I want one. I want a baby.
I'll be
wife. Yes. Yes.
Look at these beautiful ladies. He's
wow.
sure.
Yes, they're all.
Y'all
want to
sit on his lap.
So
don't be scared.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Yes.
The chocolate factory has arrived.
Yes, ladies.
You can share his.
Are you having second thoughts or are you still wearing the thong, sir?
Still wearing the thong. Just pull it to the side.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Well, we try to change him. Hey, I care if he's happy the way he is.
Yeah,
he's
good
happy,
for
right?
you. Are you gonna invite us to your wedding after the show come up?
It's
gonna be like 80 million guys hitting you up, sugar daddies, yeah. everyone.
Let's go, everyone's invited. Let's go.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be there. We'll be there.
Oh, please, let's introduce every single one.
Okay, let you have. Hi, yes. ladies. Get on the mic. Say hi. Tell them your Instagram.
Hey, I'm Fifi.
Alina.xo.
Hey, Gigi Pink, ggpink.com.
Huh? Hollywood Elise, hollywoodmancave.com.
Diamond Kelly, the Afrobeat princess, shout out to Model Mafia.
Woo! Hi, Shakti Bai, the African queen, and hi, Shakti Bai on Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I was trying to, but he's
Mike, this is a this.
This should be on me. He don't want them. Shit, fuck that. I'm out of here. Lucky
fuck.
Motherfucker.
This is the Bachelor show,
huh?
Get on, Mike.
Come on, ladies. Come. You yeah. don't want your ladies. They don't trust me.
Yeah, Mike.
They know I would really fuck them for real. They went over there where they're not gonna get no dick from. King the slick. They're afraid.
I'm
Come on, beautiful.
I'm home plate, girl.
You're saying so all the. Wait, what are you saying? Thank you, ladies. I'm glad. Goodness. Chinese oh, best friend, are y'all related? Are you Filipino?
I'm from Malaysia.
I'm Malaysia.
Hey! Hey!
Chinese
best friend related
with every Asian.
No! Well, Asians are related, so.
Don't feel bad, my
dad
is Asian.
Where
are
you from?
I'm from Redondo Beach.
Redondo, hey. California girl. Hey.
California, yeah.
And I have 14% Asian blood.
Hey!
Just a couple of fried rice don't make you Asian blood.
You might be
too
black.
Gigi, you're from Cali too, right?
I am.
Born and raised?
Yeah.
California, how about you?
ATL, baby.
ATL.
Decatur wears greater.
And where you from?
Houston, Texas.
Houston in the building.
No, not Gene and Creole, though. Don't play with it.
Her parents met at the immigration office.
Somebody
Nigerian. We got 100% Nigerian here.
Okay.
Right. Yes. Yoruba woman in his house.
Okay.
I'm black too. What you mean?
She's Nigerian.
I'm black too. We're all black.
Okay. I know you're black. I said original. She's
but we are original too.
Yeah, she's very original. Yes.
Baby.
ATL. Decatur.
ATL. Eastside, baby.
What you say about what's Decatur? What's the word for Decatur?
Decatur where's greater.
Decatur where is greater.
Real sister, baby.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, lady. I'm going to go drink some of this tea and take a shit. And we're looking forward to your underwear line coming out.
Yes.
I'm not wearing no thongs. Chinese best friend. We got. Next Christmas, I'm going to buy you some of his underwears, man, too. So you can entertain your woman. Your lady might like that.
Yeah, Chinese best friend.
Yeah, she will. Just pull it to the side.
Yeah, I'm going to return to sender that underwear, Michael Blackson. Maybe your lady likes that.
Right.
I'll accept the boxer shorts.
We have those too. I'll give you some.
Oh yeah, boxer shorts.
I had to include the straight boys. It's not just about gay guys.
Oh, great.
It's like about men feeling sexy because a woman can put lingerie on and feel sexy, and a man should know that they are just as
well. You got
that's right. That's right. That's right. The ladies are tired of men coming in the room with just dick and balls. I'm out of here, motherfuckers. Join us next week for No Filter. We out.
The Hanes underwear.
Come on now. Apply all that real shit. Victoria's Secret. We need real deal.
Hey, we learned a lot today. We learned that Chinese best friend, what did you learn?
I learned that I learned nothing.
I learned you want to get cleansed up, drink some of TG's tea.
Yeah.
My guy Marcus got a thong line coming out.
Thong, 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 thong. I like it when your booty shake. Yeah.
Thank y'all for joining us. We out. The Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson, is a Calvary Audio production brought to you by AHA Radio and the Black Effect Podcast Network. Produced by Brendan Morgan of Calvary Audio and A. King for the Black Effect. Associate producer is Jeff Apple. Executive produced by Michael Blackson, Keegan Rosenberger, and Dana Brunetti.